Rise up, praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Hear the glad tidings.
This is Priest King Olutomole Agbaye, the Comforter, preaching End Time Ark of Salvation Gospel, also inviting and calling all the beloved of the Lord to come on board to escape God's wrath. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
Today's message is titled The New Glory of God. God is God of eternal glory.
Olorun je Olorun ologun aye raye.
And God moves from one glory to the other.
Olorun si ma ti nogo kan bo si ogo miran.
I want to talk about the new glory today.
Olorun ni ayo ma soro loni lori ogo ogo titun.
But I will very quickly open your understanding to the former glory.
Ṣugbọn fa yara si boye wa lo si ogo to ti koja.
Let all youths, all ministers, take note.
Gbogbo ina gburo mi se fiye si kan won yi dara dara.
Mo so pe Jesus Christ was the first glory.
Jesus Oluwa je ogo akoko lori laye.
Number 1. Turn your Bible, King James Version. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
Eshi we bele isi we juanu, ori kini, ese kini siri ese keri.
I want somebody.
John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Ni atete kan se le oro wa. Oro si wa pelu Olorun. Olorun si le oro na.
Verse 14.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
That is the first glory.
Oro na si di ara. O sin ba wa gbe awa sin wo ogo re ati ogo bi ti omo bibi kan soso lati odo baba wa o ku fun ore ofe ati otito
eyi je ogo akoko
ta so pa re
yes
oro tin ori ko le se afani fun aye lai ko di ara
the word which is the word of
God reign it
cannot benefit man unless it became flesh.
John 1:4.
What was in the world that became flesh?
And in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Ninu ra ni iye wa iye na si ni mole araye.
Inu ta ni iye wa
ninu oro. In whom was
the Lord? No, Otidia.
Otidia.
Was on by Jesus Christ.
In whom was
Ninu,
life?
Nino Jesu. Oni oro. Otidia. Oni ogu akoko. Otidia. Oni mole ati ye. Otidia. Epata oke yolo lugo.
Verse 4 says,
Olorun
was light, and light was life of Jehovah. The life we all need was in the world, and this world became flesh. We're talking about Jesus Christ. This same Jesus was the first glory that came to the world.
I'm talking about the first glory.
And so this ogo akoko.
Because God moves from one glory to the other.
Nitori pe Olorun ma ti ogo kan bo si omiran
ni. You must be well acquainted with the process of the manifestation of the first glory of God.
O si gbudo mo oye rere ati isise to wa ngbe papa ni ti ogo akoko to wa ta so nipa
re. Jesus Christ was the first glory of God.
Jesus
was the substantial image of God.
Jesus wa je akoko si je aworo Olorun gan to wa so laye.
But he was made to be glory and image of God for the people of those days. should previous and past generation about 2,000 years ago, just like that.
Ṣùgbọ́n abiṣẹ́ ogo àti àwòrán Ọlọ́run pàdé pàtàkì fún àwọn ènìyàn ìran tó ti kọjá lọ dan sọ nípa rẹ̀.
I want to say further. Turn to John, First John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, and the word of life.
Two.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
Ti awa si fi oju wa ri ti awa si ti seju mo ti owo wa si ti dimu ni ti oro iye na si ti farahan awa si ti ri awa si njeri awa si so ti ya ni pekun na fun yin ti o ti be lodo baba ti o si ti farahan fun wa onjoba
God the Father is his first cause of all causes.
Olorun baba o je akose nu gbogbo.
So what God is, nobody can see him. God is that eternal life.
Ibi ti Olorun akose to le Olorun ni iya ni pekun yen gangan.
But because that eternal life remains in the spiritual.
Ṣugbọn to le pe ari pekun o je ti emi.
He cannot serve the purpose of any man.
Ko le ṣanfani kankan fun eda lori laye.
So that eternal life and that word and that light which has remained permanent in heaven, how to assume the body of flesh?
Iya ni pekun ta so nipa re yi ogo to so nipa re ati imole ta so nipa re yi o gburo wa ni ko to le safan fe de ni o gburo di ara lori laye.
This is Jesus Christ.
Eh wa ni Jesus Christ.
So you see, believers in Christ, they are giving testimony here.
Awon to gba Christ
go, we have seen that eternal life which has existed in God. We have seen him, we are able to touch him, we are able to talk with him, but go in and out with him. So they receive blessing.
I want to want to be a God. Shua jo so e pe ya ni pe kun to ti wa pelo Olorun yen o je to ti fi ara han ni eya ara ta wa ti ri awa ti ba wole wode awa ti fowo kan o je ibukun ati ayo nla ninu won.
Yes, I want this truth to sink in your heart.
O ti so put a word less nu okan yin.
For you to know what testimony you want to start to bring and bear.
Ko ba le mo o tun fe ma lo jeri re.
The new thing that God is doing in the world.
Nipa won ti so lo se ni aye loni.
E tun ka verses 1 and 2.
That which was from the beginning.
It was something that existed in the beginning.
We have heard. We have seen.
We have heard it.
With our eyes.
We have now seen it.
We have looked.
The word of God that has existed in heaven, unseen by any man, through Christ Jesus. They were able to believe. You must know why they have eternal life. You must know why they are now rejoicing in heaven, reigning. It's because of their faith in what God has accomplished. Say that.
It's because of their faith in what God has accomplished.
You are now reading about your testimony. Yes. That we have seen this word. We have seen this eternal life in you, God. We have seen it with our eyes. God, we have seen it with our eyes. We can touch him. We can feel him. We can speak with him. You can move out to him. Oh God. Oh God.
Oh God, raise
it.
Come.
Our hands have handled.
Their hands, they can touch eternal life.
Of the word of life.
When they touch Jesus Christ, they know they are touching eternal yes. life.
For the life was manifested.
When they sit down with Christ Jesus, they know they are talking with the word that existed in heaven. And that word enriched them. We are talking about those that now seated reigning in heaven, which we are celebrating. So I want you to know where you want to set your faith. Because these people set their faith, their affection on something that God has accomplished. They are rejoicing. They are able to touch the word of God. Can you touch the word? Can you touch eternal life?
No.
But because Christ has, you know, was a symbol of invisible eternal life, they are happy that they can touch him.
They can see him.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigneth.
Reigneth.
Now, when you see Jesus Christ, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Come on, quickly.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Sugbon fun awon ti a pe ati ju ati helini Christ le agbara Olorun ati ogbon Olorun.
Listen to me. The wisdom of God is with God.
Ogbon Olorun be pelu Olorun lohun. The wisdom of God is with God.
The power of God is in God.
Agbara Olorun wa ninu Olorun.
Nobody can see the power and the wisdom of God.
Ko se to le foju di agbara ati ogbon Olorun.
The manifestation of Jesus on earth, God made Jesus, I make you my word, I make you my light, I make you my life, I make you my power. Jesus, I make you my wisdom in the world. To fill the whole earth, to inundate the world with this mystery, the mysteries of heaven.
Ṣugbọn nipa ifara o Jesu Oluwa lori laye Oluwa so pe bi ti fi wo Jesu Oluwa se agbara mi ni aye mo ti fi wo Jesu Oluwa se ogbon mi ni aye mo ti fi wo Jesu Oluwa se imole mi ni aye mo ti fi wo se ogo mi ni aye mo ti fi wo se ohun ijile mi ni aye lati fi ohun ijile mi Olorun kun gbogbo ori laye.
Without Jesus, nobody will know anything about God.
Lai ko si Jesu ko se to le mo ko nipa Olorun
baba. God is the word. God is in life. God is light. God is wisdom. God is power.
Ipe Olorun je imole, Olorun je agbara, Olorun ni iye, Olorun ni ogo, Olorun ni ohun gbogbo.
You don't play with Jesus.
Oh, good of Jesus,
the Father loved the Son and has given to him all that God has.
We must say, Baba, fear more. Oh, if you go, but you will need for more.
God is a generous God. Say that.
God is a generous God.
All what he has, he gives it to his people.
Oh, Allah, we just to have you funny near Colocon, but you bad knee, oh, my fifth one when you're
that. That was 2,000 years ago.
Ṣugbọn a sọ ile yi tori pe o ti sele ni egberun odun meji seyin ni.
For those people of yesterday generation, see, they cannot figure out what Jesus Christ was made to be.
Ṣugbọn.
Yes. That is, those people of yesterday years, they could not figure out who Jesus Christ was. They were calling him names, wicked names. He's mad. He's a stupid man. He's deceiving the world. Why do you listen to him? I sure relay you. Who relay you? To be sure.
To be sure.
To be sure.
Orore.
To be sure.
Agbarare.
Look at the
old world today.
You wanted to call your new. Ogbonlorun sokale won mo.
The wisdom of God came to the world on not today. The power of God was in the flesh. The world didn't know. Eternal life was in the flesh. The better
now knew. What I'm not saying, I'm talking about these disciples of Christ that we are celebrating now.
And so this one in Jesus Lord and Shadow one loony.
Their faith in Christ Jesus is what that has helped them to rejoice on the throne with Christ Jesus now.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.